The secret of success is constancy to purpose. That's what our Playmaker Talk Show guests are doing. Hi, I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two playmakers. The first focuses on boutique hotels, while our second playmaker is a principal consultant and GM in digital and social media. With us today is the president and CEO of a hotel company that has urban loft-style designs, while our other playmaker thinks of the world as one big social activity. These great playmakers are Michael Mueller. Michael is president and CEO of Nilo Hotels, and Tammy Kinsella, a consultant and GM with Barbershop Marketing. And we're going to begin today's show with Tammy. Tammy Kinsella is a principal consultant and GM at the Barbershop Marketing Company. Named to Hispanic Business Magazine's Top 50 Women in Business in 2001, Tammy is a marketing veteran. Her diverse background includes consumer and business marketing for both product and service businesses. While at GTE, Tammy launched Superpages, GTE's and now Verizon's award-winning online Yellow Pages. Since Superpages was an early entry in the online business market, Tammy had the opportunity to pioneer some of the online advertising and promotional techniques that are now considered best practices in the industry. In addition to Superpages, Tammy has led the market launch of some 24 major products, as well as several groundbreaking new services. She's built extensive business-to-business database marketing platforms, launched digital sales channels, and leveraged digital marketing tools extensively throughout her career. So, Tammy, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Glad to have you here. And the question we're going to start with hits your background a little bit. How does a singer with a great love of opera get into digital and social media marketing?
Well, that's quite a question to start with. Realized after about 10 years singing and making a very little amount of money that I probably ought to fall back on my college degree and get back into marketing and do that full time.
Well, that wasn't your only college degree. You're also in politics as background, too.
Yeah, I thought was that I was going to take these two degrees, which are highly synergistic. Think about it, a politician is like a product.
That's right.
And take the business side of that, which is things like statistics and polling and all of that, focus groups. You can imagine those all work together very well. And I was going to go work for political campaigns. And then I worked for my first, Harriet Wood's senatorial campaign in Missouri. And I realized, my job's going to be over every year. So I quickly said, I think maybe a product other than a politician might be a good way to go. So, and then the singing was sort of overlaid on that for about 10 years.
It's a great way to make a lot of money if you're really, 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 really good.
Yeah, it's like basketball, right? Isn't that the thing?
Right.
You know, it's not good to every kid who thinks they want to be a basketball star.
And, that's right.
You know.
So you do apparently still sing occasionally.
Not
professionally, but.
Yeah, not so, certainly in the shower.
Well, we all sound great in the shower, but according to, I guess it was LinkedIn, I saw that you seem to be I think it was on your website, on the Barbershop website, you seem to be a digital and social media butterfly. So how did that come up, and what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I actually, if you just take a step back in my career to digital marketing in general, I got really lucky. I was already, by the time the internet came around, I was already a fairly seasoned director level marketer, and I had had both business development experience, big B2B and B2C experience with GTE, and here comes the internet, and we said, wow, what can we do with this? And so I was doing new business development and new product development with GTE at the time, and so I kind of fell very naturally into that. And the interesting thing, I think, is, I just got so lucky, really serendipity in my career. You know, a lot of people think that only a young person out of college can understand social media or can understand digital marketing, when in fact, it would be really a good idea to have somebody who understood marketing first and then layered on the digital. So I got very lucky. We launched Superpages in 1996, January of 96, and I really haven't looked back since then. So underneath it all, I'm a broad-based strategic marketer. I just got lucky and got this digital part on top.
Well, you really were at the very front of the curve. If I recall, I think I got my first email address in about August of 95. So you went online with Superpages in January of 96.
Yes.
And this was a new frontier. So you were learning as you were going, I would assume, and made corrections and fixings as you were going ahead.
Well, and that's a theme, too. Everything is about, and this comes back to the marketing, the statistics, all those pieces. I'm a numbers girl, love numbers. And so that was really a natural fit for me. You're right. It was newly pioneered, and we literally measured everything. And it was trial, measure, fix, repeat, constantly. And that is good advice for anybody now.
Well, I remember back in the day when I first heard about that, I collected my yellow pages, my white pages, and I kept them nearby because that was my source for finding out where people were. And I was wondering, why would somebody want to go to the internet and look up information? Well, fast forward, it's about 18 years now, and I haven't opened up a yellow page book, a physical yellow page book in a long time. It's all online.
Well, what's really interesting, I think, too, is that not only have the yellow pages books gone away, but that product that we launched, that service we launched, Super Pages now, has probably gone over the top of the curve, you know, in terms of the life cycle, and it's on its decline as well because there are so many other ways that we get information. Search marketing, search in general, has kind of replaced that to a great extent.
Absolutely, but still a need for it, still needs to,
yeah,
need to have that out
absolutely.
There. Absolutely. When you began to work on the digital marketing, and all that, was it something, you said you knew marketing, was it thrown at you, or was it something you wanted to do? Was it something you were looking forward to being
Oh, my goodness. With? It was like a kid in a toy store, candy store. You can imagine I was working in a telecommunications company, which had recently been, all of them had been deregulated. So we were playing with all kinds of different products and services. We worked at one time on a screen phone. And you could imagine an old-fashioned console phone. This is in the early 90s with a screen on it that would connect and you could keep your grocery lists and so forth. Well, it didn't really go anywhere, but it was great fun. And so, yeah, this was big fun.
You must have been having a tremendous amount of time just playing with all the new tools you had to use, which then brought you into more in social media. So apparently that's one of your expertise now. You've tied those together. When did social media become big for you?
Wow. At least I would say 4 or 5 years ago, which was pretty early in all of this. But keep in mind, imagine we're working for the telecommunications company. We get every new phone that comes out and you play with your phones and you know all about it. We started out back in the day with yellow pages and then we got to play with this other thing. The same thing happened with social media. It was at first just a couple of tools. It was right when Facebook sort of first got started and got out of the colleges and into the mainstream. And when you're attuned to that, when you're constantly looking and at what's going on in a space like digital, then you notice these things and they become new toys. They're just additional tools in the toolbox. That is not to say that all of the tools are good ones. You know, you really have to get discerning about it. But the experience helps with that, right?
We're talking to Tammy Kinsella. Tammy is a principal consultant, a GM at the Barbershop Marketing Company. We're going to talk more about that. Matter of fact, we're going to spend more time talking about social media, and Tammy has some specific tips for you when we come back. This is Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. More with Tammy right after this.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia. Ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
So, how does your career look in 2014? Possibly time for a change? My name is RJ Lane, and I'm the General Sales Manager for ESPN Dallas. The life of a media sales rep is exciting, always different, and potentially very lucrative. If you like meeting new people, prospecting, closing, and representing one of the greatest brands in the world, ESPN is looking for you. Send me your resume, richard.lane@cumulus.com. That's richard.lane@cumulus.com. Cumulus is a drug-free workplace and an equal opportunity employer.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.64%. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's Steve Klein, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, with another excerpt from his book.
A number of years ago, I realized I enjoyed playing more than I enjoyed working. But I also realized that playing wouldn't pay the bills or the play. So I decided to take the best parts of playing and add them to the work mix of tracking to at least make working fun. All sports involve numbers and scores, so I developed a tool to make sure that I was having fun with my work and I was tracking my activity to give me the results I wanted. This was my game plan and my secret weapon towards sales success. I realized if I could measure it, I could manage it. I began to keep track of my daily activities and reward myself. The result was the correct, consistent daily activity checklist, or CCDA. Many salespeople generally have no idea how to develop their scorekeeping or to develop a daily plan to organize their sales activity. To help them do this, use the CCDA checklist.
To get more information about Steve's book or to order Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, go to PDCChange.com. That's PDCChange.com right now.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. I'm Steve Klein. Again, this is Playmakers Talk Show. We are speaking with Tammy Kinsella. Tammy is into media, social media, digital marketing. And we were talking about social media before the break. And apparently you are the expert then. You know everything there is to know about social media because it's all out there. It's never going to change again.
Yeah, well, the great news about social media for somebody who gets bored easily is that you can never get bored. It's a little bit like taking on a subject like wine or opera. It's impossible to know it all. And so that's what keeps it interesting.
Well, it's fast moving and it's still almost a wild, wild west out there when it comes to social media because it's evolving.
It absolutely is. Look at Facebook alone. If you are not keeping on top of what they're changing on a daily basis, you're behind.
Well, I've been listening to a couple of webinars on social media and how I actually do advertising on social media, specifically Facebook. Not to get into it, but it's extremely intricate. I mean, you really need to understand social media to be able to do that, and it's well over my head. But let's talk about that. You said that you had some resolutions that you would suggest for businesses as it pertains to social media, because even though business should be into social media, it's going to become more and more important as far as our marketing. So you have, I think you said, 7 social media resolutions for your business for 2014?
I do. And I'd like to take a step back just for a moment.
Sure.
And tell you a little bit about the barbershop and how we got involved in this. So the barbershop marketing was founded by Liz Barber. If your name was Barber, wouldn't you call your firm the barbershop?
When I was doing a little bit of research on you, I saw that, and I was wondering why it was called barbershop, and I saw that it was Liz, the star of the company. You might as well use that, and I think that's a tremendous name.
And she's just a legend in the business in this market. So, you know, that's it worked out really well for us. We can't give you a haircut, but we can make you look good.
There you go.
So we have really sort of 2 parts to our business. One of them is a traditional agency of record, which means that we do everything soup to nuts, mostly for the clients on that side of the business. We work with Baker Brothers Plumbing, which is one of the largest and, in my opinion, best plumbing and now air conditioning businesses in North Texas. We work with Dallas County Community College District. And for both of those clients, we won creative awards in the last year. We also work with Advanced Foundation Repair. We work with Massage Envy. So these are, you know, big names in our market.
I also saw that you never work with the City of Richardson also.
We do. We have worked with the City of Richardson for many years on their festivals. So, yes, we've done all kinds of things. On the other side of our business, which is run by Karen Kusky, we have a promotions business. And we do over 400 promotions a year nationwide. Most in Texas, but certainly not all. We're working all over the Northeast right now. In that side of the business, we have clients like JEXA Energy and their Northeastern client, NextEra Energy Services, NES. We also work with GM. We do a lot of work with Cadillac and so forth. So, So we have and Metro PCS, I don't want to mention them. On that side of the business, we work with a lot of other agencies. So we work well in the soup with everybody else. Now, the reason I mention this is because the way we actually got into doing social media is because our clients needed it, right? So on to the social media.
Well, as you mentioned that, I see that with a lot of clients. They understand marketing. They understand their business. They understand what they should be doing on social media, but they don't have a clue how to get there. So you are the ones that take them from where they are now to where they want to be.
Absolutely. And I'll make the point, though, that any business, if they really apply themselves, can learn social media. And maybe you could do it in a couple of hours a day if you do your own social media and post and so forth. And keep up with everything. The hard part is keeping up with all of it.
And
right?
you're the ones who do that.
Yeah.
Before you start, I just want to mention that you need to go to thebarbershopmarketing.com to see everything about the company. So we want to make sure that you're there. Thebarbershopmarketing.com. And back to Tammy with her resolutions.
Right. So I'll run through these really quickly, and then we can go back and talk about a few of them. The first resolution for 2014, pay attention to your social media presence, even if it's only for your organic indexing. And I'll explain that in a second. Secondly, link your accounts. There are, you know, we think of Facebook as being social media, but it's also a blog. It's also Twitter. It's also Google+. It's also maybe Pinterest. So it's all kinds of different channels. And you can link those up, and it makes it all better. 3, be goal-oriented with your social media. It's not just about having it. It's about accomplishing specific goals. 4, be a better conversationalist. We'll come back to that because I think that is important. And the response is everything. You need to be conversational, human, quick. 5, figure out the content your audience likes and then plan to excite them or educate them, whatever your goal happens to be. 6, look at your analytics. We talked about that a minute ago. I'm the numbers girl. I can't help myself. Measure, recalibrate constantly.
And I would think this is one area that your firm can really help with, because that's not as easy for the individual company to do on their own.
Absolutely. I think we do a pretty good job with that, and I can give you an example. And then 7th, work promotions into your social media. Promotions can be anything from giving away a gift card online. It could be a very simple little thing, but it does really bring people to your social media. So those are my 7.
Let's take 2 or 3 though specifically as far as the most important, and go a little more detail as far as what the business should do next year.
Absolutely, thank you. So the first one, I'd like to really go back to that. Pay attention to your social media presence, even if it's only for organic indexing. Now, what does that mean? When you execute a search on social media or on the web for any business, you might see an ad at the very top of the page in the search results, and somebody's paying for that. Below that, you see all of the free listings, if you will, those where 70% of the people click on those. If you're not in the first page, really, if you're not on in position 1, 2, or 3, you're nowhere to be found.
And I can say specifically, I rarely go past the first page. And if I do go past the first page, it's never past page 2.
Absolutely. I don't either. I mean, it's just human nature. We think those that are there, we solve our problem and we're all good. So social media really can help you get to those higher positions. Why? Because the search engines crawl business pages. Now, just in case it makes you uncomfortable, I would be uncomfortable thinking the search engines were crawling my personal profile. They don't do that. So it's a business page, a personal profile. So they go out and do that. So, and that helps us with this SEO. So I'll give you an example. For Baker Brothers and for Massage Envy in DFW for the last 2 years, we've seen referrals from social engines, Google or Bing or whatever, or Yahoo, double or even triple. Meaning when you search for Massage Envy, you might very well see a Facebook listing in those first 3 or 4 organic listings in addition to their website. So there, it's really, really important for you. So that's the first one. Think about why it's important to you, getting you up in those organic index.
And I'm glad you want to spend some time on that too, because that's actually extremely important. We have time for maybe one more real quickly, as far as one that would really help jumpstart a business next year.
Sure. Let's go back. Let's go to the very end then and look at working promotions into your social media.
And I think that's a big thing too, because you need to have a reason for that new customer to contact you.
Exactly, exactly. So you can do almost anything now. And at the end of the year, lots of people won't know this, but Facebook changed its rules yet again, and to allow simple contests right within posts to your timeline. So your timeline is what everybody sees when they go to your Facebook page. We were really excited to try these out and see how our audiences would respond. In the beginning, we posted a promotion that said, like us and you might win X. And in the beginning, people were kind of hesitant because they didn't believe that they wouldn't have to sign up for some big and give away all their information. But in fact, you could do this. And so we were able to get likes, people who are willing to follow us, and then be able to give something away very, very quickly. It is a terrific and very inexpensive, very cost-effective way to get people to follow you.
We're speaking with Tammy Cancella, and you need to go to the marketing, the barbershopmarketing.com. I'll say it again, the barbershopmarketing.com. And if you click specifically on, it is called About Us, you can look at the second listing, which is Tammy, and get all the information about her. The phone number's on there, too, that you can contact. The barbershopmarketing.com. Tammy, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks, Steve. It's been a pleasure.
Again, Tammy Cancella. She's a principal consultant. She's a GM at the Barbershop Marketing. Stay with us. We're going to be speaking about hospitality, specifically Nilo Hotels, which is rather new and rather unique. We're going to talk to Michael Mueller. He's a president and CEO. Right after we come back, stay with us.
Executives, a free 2-hour peak performance workshop is available right now. I'm Steve Klein, host of the 570 KLIF Playmakers Talk Show and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills will move your people toward a quantum leap? Communication, motivating people, strategic planning, decision making, problem solving, teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership, or customer service. To get your free 2-hour peak performance workshop with a minimum of 8 key people, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
All aboard for the Trains at North Park, presented by Bank of Texas, the most elaborate miniature toy train exhibit this holiday season. See cityscapes with hot air balloons in Albuquerque, the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge in Dallas, and New York City's Union Station. Open daily, the exhibit rolls from November 23rd through January 5th at North Park Center on Level 2. Tickets are just $6 for adults and $3 for children. Proceeds benefit the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment is all about hospitality with Michael Mueller. Michael's been active in the hospitality industry for over 23 years and has been involved in the acquisition and development of more than $20 billion of hotel assets. He's been focused on the boutique segment for the past 15 years, where his experiences with the W and Nilo brands have made him one of the preeminent boutique hotel executives in North America today. Michael founded Nilo Hotels in 2004, inspired by his vision for a new class of boutique hotels featuring an urban, industrial, loft-style design in an open, comfortable, fun, and accessible atmosphere. As the original founding partner of the Nilo Hotels, Michael developed the business plan, assembled the Nilo team, and secured more than $100 million to develop the brand and the first Nilo Hotels. Michael currently serves as Nilo's president and CEO with responsibility for all facets of the fully integrated hotel company. Michael, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, I was looking forward to having you on talking about hospitality and hotels, because I travel a lot and I'm in hotels all the time. You were involved with W prior to starting Nilo. How does the W Hotel compare with the Nilo concept?
Well, there's some similarities. We're both what are classified as boutique or design hotels. So we both have a specific design aesthetic. W is a position as an upper upscale concept. It's quite expensive both to develop and to stay at. Hotels cost $300,000 to $500,000 per key to develop. Guests pay anywhere from $250 to $500. Our whole concept at Nilo was to build something similar, but at a more affordable price point, a more accessible price point, and to appeal to a wider demographic. Nilo's got a different design aesthetic than W. W has a more contemporary, modern design aesthetic. Nilo's design aesthetic is based on a loft, urban lifestyle concept. So we have, you know, high ceilings and lots of glass and outdoor window space, natural materials, concrete, brick, wood. Whereas W is a bit more of a plastic, glass, contemporary. Both are contemporary, but our we've definitely got a distinct design aesthetic. We're similar in the sense that we both have entertainment is a big element of our hotels. Food, beverage, restaurants, bars is big. We have bars and restaurants at all the Nilo hotels, and it's a big part of our business. We operate all of our food and beverage at all of our hotels, with the exception of two outlets in New York that are leased out. For the most part, all of W's outlets are leased out and operated by third parties. But we like to control that that guest experience.
Which I was going to ask about that control. It gives you a tremendous amount of control doing that.
Yeah, I mean, when you separate the food and beverage from the hotel and you have different ownership, obviously there's some conflicts of interest and things like taking a drink or food from one area of the hotel to another, you know, can cause problems. Or if somebody wants to book an event and they want to include food and beverage, you've got to involve multiple parties and it becomes more difficult. So we choose to operate, in most cases, all of our food and beverage.
Well, you've been in the hotel business since, I believe, the early 90s. So we're looking around 20 years. Started this concept in 2004. So I guess a little around 10, 12, 14 years while you're in the hotel business. What caused you to come up with the idea for the Nilo properties?
Well, I was at Starwood at the time working for W. I was running development acquisition and construction for W Hotels globally. And, you know, when we started W, the first hotel opened in 1998, New Year's, so almost 99. It was a mid-scale, actually, hotel. Very small rooms. It was in New York on 77th and Lexington.
And it was built into an existing property already. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was an existing hotel that was converted. As time went by, every W project got more and more expensive to the point where they were becoming this upper upscale, very high-priced, very focused at kind of the media marketing banking industries. Average guest age was 25 to 40. And I wanted to develop a product that was at a lower price point, had a more comfortable design aesthetic, and appealed to a wider demographic, not so much in terms of age, but in terms of more of a psychographic. We really wanted to create something that appealed to people that are interested in music and cultural activities, art, sports, people that are highly active. So we were really going after that psychographic.
Demographically, psychographically, I may not hold you to this if you can't answer the question, but is there a specific age group that you're targeting yourself for Nilo?
No. Age doesn't matter. Again, we try to design it to appeal to all ages. We want to be we like to have a good mix of people in our hotels, a diverse group of people, both age, race, whatever the demographic term is. We want a wide mix of people because we feel that creates a very exciting atmosphere. And we're trying to create energy and an exciting place for people to come, not just hotel guests, but for locals to come to our bars and restaurants.
I've been traveling for almost 20 years, and it just seems about the time Nilo started 2004 that hotel companies were beginning to spin off a lot of different types of concepts. Is that about the time frame that you came up with Nilo?
Yeah, I mean, hotel companies constantly have to introduce new brands. The big hotel companies get saturated. They run out of growth opportunities. We were talking about Courtyard earlier. I think they're over 700 hotels now. So they run out of areas they can develop. So new hotel concepts are launched all the time. But yeah, in the early 2000s, like 2004, 5, 6, there were a lot of new concepts that came out, including Nilo.
Well, you have 5 properties right now with a 6th coming, as you said, sometime later next year, with 3 of them in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 3 of them up in the Northeast. What was your rationale for why you began to do 3 here and then 3 up the New York, Rhode Island area?
Well, that wasn't our plan originally. I mean, we when I started the company, and we were based in New York City, and we had identified sites all across the country in about 30 different states from coast to coast. And those were our target markets. And prior to the recession happening, we had deals lined up, signed up to build in just about every one of those markets. When the recession hit, the music kind of stopped. That said, the North Texas DFW region was pretty high on our list of markets. We did a market study that included factors such as job growth and cost of land, development cost, hotel supply, hotel demand, and kind of create an algorithm to target markets. And there was quite a few. Plano was in Frisco, obviously, was one of them back in 2004 or 5 when we did this study that came up very high on the list. So
back in that time, you were not living here in Dallas.
No, it was
in
New York
City.
Yeah. So it just so happened that the projects in Texas were the quickest, the first ones out of the ground, and got out before the recession hit. So it was just kind of luck. But that, I don't think it was just luck. I mean, the ones in Texas got out of the ground quicker because Texas is such a great place to do business. It's much easier to get a project entitled, built. Construction costs are low, so it's just a real easy place to do business. So we ended up having our first three of our first four hotels here in Texas. But you know, we had another 50 deals in the pipeline prior to the recession happening that were scattered from California to Florida up to Chicago, all across the country.
Well, they say things happen, and they started happening in 2008. So your first hotel was New York.
No, Plano. Plano, Texas.
First one was here locally. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk more about where those properties are, the three specific properties here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We are speaking with Michael Mueller. Michael is the president and CEO of Nilo Hotels, part of Starwood. We're going to continue talking about hospitality. Stay with us. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Back right after this.
570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2. That's where you'll find us. News and information, KLIF.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple, to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
Here's Steve Klein, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, with another excerpt from his book.
Most salespeople have CDA, consistent daily activity, but it isn't necessarily correct daily activity. No matter what we do for a living, we all eventually get into a groove, but that groove isn't necessarily planned. We begin to get off track by letting things we have no control over get in our way. We're no longer in control of ourselves. Everything and everyone else is now controlling us. Don't let this continue to happen to you. Take your life back. Your first step toward getting back on track is to determine what results you want. These results will control your behavior, which in turn affects your attitude, which allows outside information to impact you. If you first decide what results you want in your life, or at least through next year, then you can control what information affects your attitude and behavior to get the results you've been focused on. Information in will control your attitudes, which controls your behavior and gives you your results.
To get more information about Steve's book or to order Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, go to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com right now.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show, the segment we have been speaking with and will continue to speak with Michael Mueller. Michael is the president and CEO of Nilo Hotels, part of the Starwood brand. And if you're following along, you go to Nilo, N-Y-L-O, hotels.com, nilohotels.com. And Michael, you were telling me before we started about how the name Nilo was picked. How would you describe exactly how you came up with Nilo?
Yeah, the story behind that is I was working with my partner, my design partner, Stefan Dupont. in his office one day in New York City, and you know, we designed this loft urban style building, and we thought that it would be cool to have a sign that was a water tower like you see in New York. And on that water tower, we started, you know, we put the name of the code name for our boutique hotel project at that time was New York Lofts. And he wrote out New York Lofts on that water tower, but in the 3D rendering, all we could see was NYLO. We thought, NYLO, hey, that's great. So we ran with that, and it's just NYLO. It's not short for New York Lofts. It's just, it originated from a code name. But yeah, that's the story. I get asked that a lot.
Sometimes the best results come from just happenstance. Well, we were talking before we took the break about the five properties you have. You have one more, but there are, since we have most of our listeners here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, tell us about the three properties here in Dallas. Sure. And why residents should frequent NYLO hotels.
Sure, we've got three hotels in Dallas. We've got the NYLO Plano, which is up on Preston Road, just south of the 121. With a local bar and a great outdoor terrace. It's we're in the Legacy development, and there's not great signage because they don't let us do great signage up there in Legacy. But you'll see the hotel. It's a brick building right across from McAfee and Associates. And if you get a chance, you're driving by, stop in and check out our restaurant. You can't really appreciate it from the road, but we've got a great courtyard in the back with a pool, and it doesn't feel like it feels like you're in a resort somewhere. Our second hotel is in Las Colinas in Irving. We're at just west of MacArthur on Royal, and that's the NYLO Las Colinas. Great bar and restaurant there as well, and we got a great wedding venue, meeting venue. We've got a nice ballroom there which is popular for weddings, and it's obviously design is a big part of our brand, so it's very unique. So if anybody's thinking about having any events, that's a great venue. And then our third hotel, which opened just over a year ago now, is the NYLO Dallas Southside, which is on South Lamar, right at Southside at Lamar, kitty corner to the police headquarters building. Great up and coming neighborhood. I was there Friday at the Southside Ballroom for a holiday party. So we're just up the street from Gilly's. There's a lot of music in the neighborhood with Port David's and you got some interesting venues like Cedar Social and Full Circle Tavern right across the street. And then at the NYLO, we've got a great restaurant called Terrace Bistro. And up on the roof, we've got the Soda Bar, which is, if you haven't been there yet, it's a great venue. We've got a rooftop bar, pool, with the best views of downtown Dallas that I've seen. It's a light show up there with the Omni and the Hyatt Regency and all the other buildings with their light shows every night. But it's just a great view, great venue, great venues for holiday parties.
That area is growing like crazy. Seems like it's the new spot to be right now on South Lamar. There's lots going on. You mentioned the restaurants, and great reason for anybody in DFW to go to NYLO's and enjoy the food. But how about specials and packages? Christmas, New Year's Eve, Valentine's Day. Are there special things in store for those that want to go to the hotel?
Yeah, we at every one of our hotels, we've got packages. At any given time, we're offering five or six different packages, and we change them every couple months. So be sure to check out our website every once in a while. It's nylohotels.com, nylohotels.com. And upcoming, we've got a New Year's Eve package at each one of our hotels. They're slightly different, but they include room and the holiday party, the New Year's Eve party, dinner, and different things. So there's a great New Year's option. There's great Valentine's options, Valentine's packages at each one of our hotels. We've got staycation packages that you don't have to wait for a holiday. Shopping packages. There's a good array of interesting packages at each one of our hotels.
Now, without pushing you too far as price point, because all of your properties charge differently based on where they are. But how would the room rates compare with your competition? Which competition would they be similar to?
You know, our room rates are below the upper upscale hotels, you know, the Mansions and the Jewels and the Zazas and the W's of the world, but above just about everybody else. So we're a more accessible alternative to those hotels, but we offer a similar experience in terms of design and art and music and ambiance. Certainly our room product is every bit as good, in my opinion. Our mattress is probably better. Our linens, we really invest in things that people feel and touch. We've won awards for our mattress, which we which Simmons developed especially for us. I sleep on it at home. So, you know, we our product is very similar to those upper upscale hotels, but we offer it at a more accessible price.
Well, I was looking at your package prices specifically for, I believe it was Plano, and just for $199 for New Year's Eve, extremely affordable. So your room rates on a regular basis must be too. But let me ask you a little about your background, because you've basically traveled the United States. You were born in Alaska, moved to Michigan. Before you got in the hotel business, you were in L.A., then you were in New York, now you're in Dallas, and you were in the banking business. How does a banker get into the hospitality business?
Yeah, and you missed a few spots. I was in London for several years.
Oh, that's right.
Phoenix,
I forgot that. Yes, that's right. That was there,
so,
too.
Yeah, I moved around. But that's part of the hotel business. You move around quite a bit. How did I get into this? Well, you know, I'd worked in the hospitality industry as a kid, and I've always been interested in real estate. So even when I worked with the bank in Los Angeles, and then I joined Starwood Capital Group, which was just starting at the time, which was founded by Barry Sternlicht and has grown into one of the larger, if not in the top few largest opportunity investors in the country today. So my passion's always been in real estate. And when I started working with Barry, we were buying all kinds of real estate. I was buying apartment buildings and commercial land, residential land, industrial buildings, office buildings. And then when I did my first hotel deal, I really got hooked on it because it was the most interesting type of real estate. It's not just real estate. It's also an operating business. You have an opportunity to create value every single day. Your guests leave every day, and you have to refill your rooms. If you own an office building, you sign 3, 5, 10-year leases, and there's not much opportunity once you're fully leased. Maybe you can renovate a lobby every few years or something. But with a hotel, we got to fill the rooms every night. There's opportunities with technology because we're providing them a room to stay in that we want to be functional for them as a business guest, as a leisure guest, that they have access to all their internet, phone, whatever they need. All the little things that you need as a business traveler from, a safe, secured online or Wi-Fi access throughout the hotel. So it's just a much more interesting segment of real estate for me than other types.
Well, it seems like it's a lot faster moving than the commercial real estate for office buildings, etc. As you said, it keeps turning all the time. You've been in the hotel business, I think we talked about 20 years or so. You've had a lot of success. I'm sure you had a tremendous amount of setbacks too along the way, because it's not perfect all the time. As a successful CEO and executive that's been there, that has worked that, what does it take to be successful? What does an individual need to do to get to where they want to go? Because you planned out Nilo Hotels, you worked it, you are running the hotel, but what does it take to be successful for a business person today?
Yeah, I mean, the hotel business is extremely cyclical. It's the first industry that suffers when the economy goes south. People stop traveling. It's the first thing they cut, both leisure and business. So obviously the recession that we went through recently was a huge obstacle. On top of that, our major investor went bankrupt during that period of time. So yeah, we've had our ups and downs for sure.
But I would think with all that, with those obstacles, with the investor going upside down, with the recession hitting, creativity becomes more apparent, and you have to look for ways to get those people to come to your properties.
Yeah, and I think it's a testament to our fundamental business plan from the get go that if we provide a reasonably priced, good, dynamic, energetic product, that people will buy it. So, we wouldn't have survived if the business plan wasn't right and people didn't appreciate what we were offering and how we designed our hotels, and we designed them to be efficient. So a lot of thought went into it, and it's a testament to that business plan that we survived. But what I would say about people looking to go into business and start their business is, you got to have a passion for it. You got to know that it's not going to go exactly as you planned. It's not going to maybe not go anywhere near likely how you had planned it. And you, if you can't accept that and embrace that, you probably shouldn't do it. I would also recommend that anybody who's starting their own business keep control of that business. Don't take on investors that are going to impede your ability to make decisions. And you got to be persistent and have really thick skin. If you don't have a thick skin and you're not persistent personality, you shouldn't start your own business, because it's not going to be all fun, and a million things are going to happen that you never expected. Even if you're the smartest guy in the room, you got to have thick skin.
Michael, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me. It's
great information. Michael Mueller, President and CEO of Nyla Hotels. Prior to Michael, we had Tammy Kinsella. Tammy is with Barbershop Marketing. I'm Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Thank you very much for staying with us. You can check our website out, which is playmakerstalkshow.com, and get all the information about past guests, future guests. Go to the show archive and listen to any of the previous shows. We'll be back again next week. Again, I'm Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show.
Executives, a free 2-hour peak performance workshop is available right now. I'm Steve Klein, host of the 570 KLIF Playmakers Talk Show and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills will move your people toward a quantum leap? Communication, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making, problem-solving, teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership, or customer service. To get your free 2-hour peak performance workshop with a minimum of 8 key people, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
All aboard for the Trains at North Park, presented by Bank of Texas, the most elaborate miniature toy train exhibit this holiday season. See cityscapes with hot air balloons in Albuquerque, the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge in Dallas, and New York City's Union Station. Open daily, the exhibit rolls from November 23rd through January 5th at North Park Center on Level 2. Tickets are just $6 for adults and $3 for children. Proceeds benefit the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
So, how does your career look in 2014? Possibly time for a change? My name is RJ Lane, and I'm the General Sales Manager for ESPN Dallas. The life of a media sales rep is exciting, always different, and potentially very lucrative. If you like meeting new people, prospecting, closing, and representing one of the greatest brands in the world, ESPN is looking for you. Send me your resume, richard.lane@cumulus.com. That's richard.lane@cumulus.com. Cumulus is a drug-free workplace and an equal opportunity employer.
Happy Honda Days are here. That means you could unwrap a great deal on a 2014 Accord. Not only is it from KBB.com's Best Value brand, but it's packed with standard features like hands-free calling. Think that sounds good? Feast your ears on this holiday power ballad from Michael Bolton. It's a winter wonderland, and the snow is gonna fall. Everything's a little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Based on 2013 brand image awards from Cowie Blue, visit KBB.com for more information.
News and information, 570 AM.
96.3 FM HD2. KLIF Dallas. KSES FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.